Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Erev in daf Yud Dalid. We're holding in daf Yud Gimel and Beis. We are at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Yud Gimel and Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Karen Simon in memory of Rabbi Binyamin Tabori, Zichron Levracha, of Yeshivat HaRatzion, on the first yard site of his passing, which was yesterday, Shabbos, the second day of Elul. There's a Zoom tribute at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, whatever time it is, Sunday via the Gush YouTube channel, organized by his Rebbetzin, Naomi Tabori. For more info, email ksimon@yu.edu. Okay, so we are holding on at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are, after discussing Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, and why it is that we pass like the Beis Hillel over the Beis Shammai, the Gemara is going to get back to some Erevin topics, but not the most complicated Erevin topics. We're just going to discuss the dimensions of... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm muted, okay. Sorry, I was muted. We're going to discuss the dimensions of a korah, and then we're going to discuss the dimensions of a lechi. So first we're going to talk about, we're going to have a mishnah that talks about the dimensions of a korah. I apologize to all the Zoomers that I was muted over there. Then we're going to discuss the source of pi being 3, how we know that when you make halachic calculations, you're allowed to work with the assumption that pi is not 3.1415, no, whatever, however many digits, but it's actually 3. We assume that it's 3 lahalach. And then we're going to discuss in the Mishnah on the Beis the dimensions of a lechi, how large a lechi has to be, how many lechiyayim you need. But just to quickly mention, since we were rushing through a little bit yesterday with Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, so we often point out that Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim is an idea that tells us that that even when we learn those shitos that are rejected la halacha, that it's still a kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that's what we derive from Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. Rav Kook in Ein Ayeh and Brachos Tav Chav Zayin and Beis writes that where the Gemara says Balef Neiram Gamliel Amalei Tefilas Arvus Rishus Olchova Amalei Chova Amalei Velor Bishur Amalei Rishus Amalei Hamtein Ad Sheichnasu Balei Trisin the Beis Hamedrash. He refers to the Talmid Chachamim as the Balei Trisin, the shield bearers. So Rav Kook writes that they're called Bali Treason because when you're fighting against a foreign or incorrect belief, you need to destroy the opposition. So then warriors would be described as people carrying swords. But when everybody is Divrei Elokim Chayim, it's not that the opponent is the threat. It's just that you're trying to protect your own truth. And that's why they're called Balei Treason. That's part of the idea of Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. The Aruch HaShulchan in his Hakdama likens Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim to a symphony. He writes that Kol Machlokas Tanayim Amoraim Gaon and Poskim Be'emes L'meivin Dover Losho Divrei Elokim They all relate to Allah in some way. And he says, that is Tiferes Torah Seinu HaKadosh HaTorah. That's the glory and the splendor of our Torah. V'kol HaTorah Kula Nikrei Shira. The Torah is called the Shira. V'Tiferes HaShir Hi Kesha Kolos Meshunim Zemizeh V'zeh V'kar Ni'imos. A Shira only works when you have different sounds and different instruments contributing different sounds and different notes that have to be hit. So that's the one that adds to the beauty of the Torah when we say Level Divrei Elokim Chayim, when we have a multiplicity of opinions. Why is it that we talk a paskin like Beis Hillel? So we saw in the Gemara yesterday, because Beis Hillel had these beautiful midos. But what does that have to do? Just because Beis Hillel is nice guys, that means that we're going to paskin like them? So the Beis Yosef and the Klalei HaTalmud says, yeah, because Torah is a pursuit in ruchnius. It's not a pursuit in intellectual endeavor alone. It's a ruchniustic pursuit. And therefore, he who has greater midos is going to have a greater level of siyata d'shmaya. The Tosfos Rit over here in Erevin says that you'll understand that it's a practical matter also, that a person will understand their own position much better if they in fact pay careful attention to the opposing viewpoint. But even though Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim primarily is not a rule in halacha, it's a rule in Torah, there are many places where it probably plays a role in halacha as well. For example, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Vav tells us that Arlas Chutz Laretz is halacha l'moshe misinai, but Safek Arlas Chutz Laretz is mutter. And the Ran at the end of the first part of Kiddushin says that even if the suffix is not a 50-50 suffix, it's rov lahachmir, we would still be making the chutz laretz
for a suffik kol dehu. What does that mean? That's based on elu velu divrei Elokim Chaim. Even the opinion that we reject might be enough to consider it a suffik kol dehu for arlas chutz l'aretz. Or, for example, the Gemara says that kol ha-mekel ba'aretz halacha kamoso b'chutz l'aretz, or halacha kedivrei ha-mekel ba'avel. So if a contemporary posik is machmir based on a real understanding of the issues, so he should be machmir. But if you have no opinion on the issue, you can paskin like a mekel, even if it's a das yachid. Why? Achrei ram nahatos. So apparently, when it comes to hilchos avel, elu velu divrei Elokim Chaim tells us that we can even paskin like the shita that we would normally reject, and we have a very similar idea with regard to eruv halachik divrei mekel be'eruv as well, and that also applies to any suffik kol duhu that we have the right to be mekel. Or for example, in choshe mishpat, you have the concept of kimli that you have a machlokas aposkim. Do I have to pay you money? Don't I have to pay you money? If I'm the muchzak, I could say kimli like the shita that maybe we don't paskin like, but I could say that I paskin like that shita. So sometimes we do have the concept of eil divrei Elokim Chaim play a role even in matters of halacha. Okay, so let's begin at the Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Hakorah Shamron, we talk about putting a beam over the entranceway of a mavoi, rechava kedei lekabel ariach. It has to be wide enough to hold a brick. V'ariach chatzi levena shel shosho tfachim. The ariach is half of a levena brick of three tfachim. Dai lekorah shtei rechava tefach kedei lekabel ariach lerachbo. The korah only needs to be one tefach wide to hold this brick, which is one and a half tfachim. Rechava kedei lekabel ariach ubriya kedei lekabel ariach. But says the Tanakama, not only large enough to hold the ariach, but it also has to be strong enough to hold the ariach. That Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rechava Aval Bishein Bria. No, it needs to be wide enough to hold the ariach, but it does not need to be a strong enough beam to physically support the ariach. Chaisa shal kash v'shal kanim. If the korah was made out of straw or reeds, which are very flimsy, roen osa kilu ishal mateches. You view it as if it were made out of metal, as if it were something very solid. Ritva writes mateches lav davka. We're just speaking b'lashon guzma, but wood also something that's very solid. Akuma, if it's a bent korah, then rona sekilui pshuta. You view it as if it were straight. Agula, if it's round, it's not squared off. Rona sekilui merubas. You view it as if it were squared off, and if it's it would still be a tefach wide if you were to square it out. Then you know that it's kosher. Kol sheyesh be'akevah shlosh tefachim yesh be'rochav tefach. The way to measure a tefach of square a tefach wide korah when you're dealing with something that doesn't really have a width, it's just has a circumference because it's a circle. Is that if it's three tefachim of circumference, then you know that it's one tefach across, because the Mishnah is assuming that pi equals three, and then you know that it's wide enough. So the Gemara is going to get into the issue of pi, but not for now. It's a little later in the daf. So says Gemara tefach. Wait a second. We just said that the beam has to be wide enough to hold the chatzi levena, which is one and a half tefachim, and we said, so how wide does the beam have to be? So I would have said one and a half tefachim, but it doesn't say that. It says it only has to be one tefach wide. So tefach mechzabai. It needs to be one and a half tefachim. So says Mar Kivin Derach of the Kabbal Tefach, since it's wide enough to hold a tefach of brick, idach chatzi tefach malbin lebetina mashu mehagi so mashu mehagi so vekaima. The other half of a tefach is a mashu on one side, a mashu on the other side, and they cement it on, so that would account for the extra mashuhu on each side, and that would account in total for the extra half a tefach. Amra Baravuna, Korosham Ritzrich Shte Bria Gdei Lekabbal Ariach. The korah has to be strong enough to be able to hold a brick. But that which supports the korah does not actually have to be physically strong enough to support a korah that in turn supports a brick. Rav Chis says, no, it actually has to physically work. You can't just say, oh, the beam would be strong enough, but the supports on the beam are so weak that if you were to actually put an ariach, it would break, not on account of the beam, but on account of the supports. No, it actually has to be able to hold the brick, which means even the supports of the beam need to be strong enough to be able to hold a brick. There's machlokes rishonim how we paskin. The Rash writes in the name of Rabbi Rutenberg to be mekel like Rabbi Barafuna because it's a suffik in Din Rabbanan. But the Rambam paskins the hachmir like Rav Chisda, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes both tales and is not machriya. But the Mishmur and Simshin Samach Gimel says we should be machmir lechachila like Shitas Rambam that even the machzike hakora have to be strong enough to be makabel ariach. So Amr Rav Sheshes, hiniach kora al gabe mavoi. If you put a beam over a mavoi to be machshir to carry in it, uparas alem machzelas, and then you put a mat over the kora that hangs down over the entranceway. But the mat doesn't go all the way down to the floor. It hovers above the floor more than three tfachim. Kora in kan, mechitza in kan. Now you've ruined everything. You don't have a kora and you don't have a mechitza. Kora in kan damikasya. You don't have a kora because you've covered it up. And once you've covered it up, it is no longer a heker. Even though you would think a mat is more of a heker, but it's not that wasn't the takana. The takana was a kora. So you don't have a kora. So you'll say, okay, but the mat is a mechitza. No, mechitza in kan davil mechitza shkdim bokenba. It doesn't fit the halachas of mechitza because it's more than three tefachim off the ground. Small animals could crawl underneath that mechitza, and therefore it is not considered mechitza either. Tan rabban kora yotze mekosel zeh veinu nagas mekosel zeh. The Brayis is going to identify a number of unusual types of koros and discuss the halacha in each of these unusual cases. Let's say you have a kora that comes out of one side of the wall, but it doesn't reach the other side. It falls short of reaching the other side. Or v'chein shtei koros achas yosem mikol zeh v'achas yosem mikol zeh ve'inon noga zubzu. Or you have a kora, two koros, one that comes out from each side of the mavoi, but they don't meet in the middle. They fall short of meeting in the middle. So pachas mishlo shein tzarich lavi kora acheres. If there's less than a three tefach gap between them, then you don't need to bring another kora in order to fill in that gap. Shlosha tzarich lavi kora acheres. But if there is a three tefach gap between them, then it's no good. You don't have love it anymore. You're going to have to bring an extra kara to fill in that gap. Rav Shimon Gamliel Lomer Pachs Me Arba in Tzarech Lavi Kara Acheres Arba Tzarech Lavi Kara Acheres. No, it's all based on the Makom Chashuv. We don't look at Lovin over here. We look at whether it's four tefachim of space in between them. Four tefachim of space. Now you have a Makom Chashuv that's without a kara, and then you're going to have to fill that in. But if it's less than four tefachim, you don't have a Makom Chashuv that is missing a kara, and therefore it's going to be perfectly fine. Another din in the Brisa of unusual karos v'chein shtei karos hamatimos. Let's say you have two koros that are both covering the mavoi, lo bazukade they run parallel to each other. But lo bazukade le kablariach, lo bazukade le kablariach. Neither of them are wide enough on their own to hold a brick. But in mekablos ariach lerachbo, if together they would equal a tefach of width, ein sarach lavi kora acheres. Then you don't need to bring another kora. Ve'im lav, but if together they're still not a tefach of width, Sarach Lavi Kara Acheres, and you do need another Kara. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even if the two of them together are not a Tefach, but if you were to put an Ariach over them, it would not be able to stand. But in Mekablos Ariach La'arko, if you were to put the Karas a little bit up, spaced from each other, where now they'll be able to Shlosha, where now that you could even put the length of the Ariach, which is three Tefachim across these two Karas, Ein Sarach Lavi Kara Acheres, that also would be good enough. But v'im lav, but if they're not able to hold a three tefach ariach la'orcho on its length, because the space between them is more than three tefachim, so a three tefach brick would not fit over these two koros, then sarach lavi kora acheres, then you're going to need another kora, these would not suffice. What if they weren't exactly parallel? One was elevated and one was lower down. You view the one that's higher up as if it were parallel to the one that's lower down, or the lower one as if it were higher up and parallel to the one that's higher up. But you can only do that if the higher one is not above 20 amos and tachtona lemata me'asara. And you can only do that if the bottom one is not lower than 10 tefachim. So as long as the two different heights are within between 10 tefachim and 20 amos of height, it sounds like you're allowed to view them as if they're next to each other, and then see previous halacha with whether they're next to each other, when it's good, when it's not good, how wide they have to be, how spaced they have to be. The problem is there's a sugya masechah sukkah and daf chav beis that also discusses this legabe schach, the schach of a sukkah. You have a little bit of schach up here, a little bit of schach down there. So there's a concept called chavud rami that you view it as if it's further down. So the Gemara masechah sukkah says that gives a tenai that the kora elyon Yona has to be betokas ramam tachtona above 10 tefachim, and then gives another tonight that they have to be within 3 tefachim of height from each other. I mean, you can't have one that's 19 amos off the ground and another one that's 12 tefachim off the ground. It's way too big of a gap. They need to be within 3 tefachim of each other. So if the Korah Elyona is just under 20 amos, the tachtona has to be within 3 tefachim of that. If the tachtona is just above 10 tefachim, the Elyona has to be very low as well. And the reason we don't say Chavut Rami, that we just view it as if it's lower down, is because only the din of Lavud is going to work. Tosus points out we're not going to say Chavut Rami. We're not going to apply the principle of Chavut Rami. Only the din of Lavud. So the Beis Yosef explains in Or Chaim Simshin Samach Gimel that din is only when you need a din of Ohel. But Legabe like by Sukkah or like by Tumah. But when the Korah is only made for a heker, then you would apply Chavut Rami even if it doesn't have a width of a tefach. So the Bali Atos say, same halacha that applies to Sukkah, apply it over here. That we're only going to say Chavut Rami when something is a tefach wide, and since each of these Korahs are less than a tefach wide, we're not going to say Chavut Rami. You need to be within Lavud of each other. Says the Beis Yosef, no, there's a reason the Gemara didn't say it over here, because it doesn't apply over here. This is not Dine Mechitzos. This is Dine Korah, and therefore you don't need it to be a tefach wide in order to apply Chavut Rami, and there can be a gap of greater than 3 tefachim. That's why the Gemara doesn't make that requirement over here. So that's a fundamental machloka. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Abaye, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, who said that you view the upper Korah as if it's close to the bottom Korah, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda on one point and disagrees with him on another point. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says that we view things as if, meaning he's saying we view the two as if they're parallel to each other, and that's like Rabbi Yehuda, who said in our Mishnah that if you have a Korah that's made out of kash or kanim, we view it as if it were made out of matechas. So if it's ugl, we view it as if it's meruba. So he's following that basic principle of seeing it as if. That's Tosos points out that according to the Rabbanan, since the Koros are Zulim Alamizo, and you don't have one Korah that's Ru'i L'Kabbal Ariach, so it would not be kosher. Only Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's kosher. So the Rosh says, and therefore, just like we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah that we say Rowan, so too we're not going to paskin like Rabbi Yossi that we're going to say Rowan. Just like we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that a Korah shall kash, that we view it as if it's shal mateches, we're also not going to pass on like Rabbi Yossi, who's following his father's Shita, and view the two different height koros as if they're right next to each other. The Rambam, however, in the 17th paragraph of the Shabbos, paskins this din of shtei koros zulam alamizu la halacha, because he holds that even the Rabbanan would be moda to this halacha, which is interesting, meaning sometimes you say that he's saying like his father, sabal kavu b'chada, means a similar principle to what his father is using, but maybe one could agree to the idea that such a principle exists, but not apply it in all the places that Rabbi Yehuda applied it, and only to apply it where Rabbi Yossi applied it. But he disagrees with his father on one point. To the Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Lamala Me'asim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even if it's Lamala Me'asim, Amla, it's kosher. Right? First Mishnah in Sukkah, first Mishnah in Erevin. That even Lamala Me'asim, Sukkah, and Mavoy, Lamala Me'asim is kosher, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Betochas, Rabbin, Lamala Me'asim, Lo. But Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, it's got to be within 20 Amos. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rechava, Alf, Bishay, Nabriya. Then we said Rabbi Yehuda holds that if it's wide, even though it's not strong. So Master Rav Yehuda L'Chia Barav, Rav Yehuda was teaching the Mishnah to Chia the son of Rav, Kamei de Rav, and Rav was overhearing the Chavrusa, so he was teaching the Mishnah Rechav Alf Bishay Nabriya, that if it's wide enough, even though it's not actually physically strong enough. So Rav said to Rav Yehuda, Asnia Rechava Uvriya. No, teach the Mishnah that needs to be both. V'amar Rabbi Eloi, Amar Rav, Rechava Arba, but didn't Rav say that it doesn't have to be strong enough? So Rechava Arba'a Shaini. No, that's talking about a Korah that's 4 Tefachim wide. If it's 4 Tefachim wide, it doesn't also need to be physically strong. But if it's less than 4 Tefachim wide, then it needs to be physically strong enough to be Mekabel Ariach as well. Ha'isa Shal Kash. We then said that if it's made out of straw, you could view it as if it were made out of metal. So Ma'akamash Malan, what's the Chiddush? Tamrin and Rowan. That we say Rowan, and therefore, even though it's made out of Kash or Kanim, we we view it as if it's made out of metal. Well, hainu hach, we just said that Rabbi Yehuda holds rechava afal pi shein abriya. So that means rowan. That means that you view it as if it were strong enough. What's the Mishnah adding with this line? So says Gemara, ma'u detema b'mina amrinan, shalo b'mina lo amrinan. I might have thought that only by korah that's made out of something that strong korah is made out of, a korah shel eitz, that normally a korah shel eitz is strong enough. So then we would say that we view a weaker type of wood as if it were the stronger type of wood, and we're strong enough. But shalo b'mina, you're using a material that no one would ever make a beam out of. I might think lo amrina, and then we're not going to say rowan. So that's why kamash milan, that even if you're using kash, you're using straw, no one would ever make building material out of straw. Nevertheless, we're still going to apply the principle of rowan. Now we said akuma rona sakili pshuta, that if it's a bent karu, we view it as if it's straight. So pshita, that too is obvious. So kamash milan kid Rabbi Zeira. No, it's telling us the chiddush Rabbi Zeira. Damer Rabbi Zeira, he betocham avivak mumisa chutz lemavli. Let's say the karu is running across the entrance on the mavli, and then it bends out, it juts out outside of the mavli, and bends back in and continues along the entranceway of the mavli. He betoch esrim ak mumisa lemal meesrim. Or maybe the bend isn't further out, but the bend brings it up above 20 amos. The karu is running right below the 20 amos line, but then the bend goes above 20 amos, and then it goes back to within 20 amos. Or he lemal meesara vak mumisa lemata meesara. Or the bend dips below 10 tefachim. Roan calls you not ak mumisa vein ben zelazesh shlosha ain't tzarich lavi kara acheres vein lav tzarich lavi kara acheres. You have to pretend as if the bend isn't there, because the area where the bend is isn't kosher. Whether it's outside of the mavoi, it's too high, it's too low, you have to pretend as if it's not there and view the rest of the korah independent of that bend and see if it would be kosher. And if it's less than three tefachim, then you'd have love and it would be kosher. That's good enough. Says Mar Hanayim Pshita. Well, that's also obvious. Then of course you could say love. So he betok mavavak misal chutz mavit srichle. Now the chiddush is that case where it bends outside of the mavoi. You're right. Height, if it was too, the bend is too high, too low, it's obvious that as long as it's less than three tefachim, it's fine. But what if it bends outside of the mavoi? I might think that since the point is that people will see the korah and they'll recognize, I better not go any further, they might see the korah where at the point that it goes outside of the mavoi, and they'll walk outside of the mavoi, so they'll be mamshuch basra, they'll follow it. So kamash mlan, therefore the Mishnah tells us you have to be choshish for that, since the majority of the beam is within the mavoi, you have to be choshish, he's going to be moshech basra on the part that goes, that sticks outside of the mavoi. Agula ronos akilu mirubas. We said that if it's a round korah, we view it as if it's squared off. Hasulamali, why does the Mishnah have to tell me this din of rowan legabe around korah? We already know the din of rowan about if it's a weak korah. So obviously we could say rowan. So says Marno, seifa itzrichalei. The chiddush is of the seifa. The chiddush is the math that the Mishnah uses. That if it's a three tefach of circumference, then we assume that that's called a one tefach wide korah. So minan emili, how do I know that that's true? That if it's a three tefach circumference, that means that a circle is going to have a one tefach diameter. So the Tosafot Rosh says, what do you mean, how do you know that's true? Measure it. You'll see that pi is roughly three. So what do you mean, how do you know that it's true? So Tosafot Rosh says, no, the point is the Gemara knew that it's not true, meaning pi is not 3, pi is a little more than 3, and so much so, anyone who measures it will see that. It doesn't take, you don't have to be the biggest math whiz to figure it out. Just take a tape measure and go around the circle and go across the diameter, and you'll see that it's more than 3. So Tosafot Rosh points out, that's what the Gemara is asking. Minani mili, that when it comes to the halachic measurement, it doesn't have to be perfectly precise, and we're allowed to round off pi to 3, that we're allowed to assume that way. That's what the Lashon of the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos writes, that the shear is bikiruv shalosh pa'amim u'shviyas. It's really close to 3 1/7. I mean, he gives an estimation, but lahalacha, you're allowed to assume that it's 3. So that's what we're asking. So that's how the Vilna Gaon has a comment when the pasuk describes the Yam Shoshom, the circumference of the Yam Shoshom, and then the diameter. The word he uses for diameter is kav, but there's a Kriya and a ksiv there. It's red kav, kuf vav, but the ksiv is kuf vav hey. So the Vilna Gaon points out, if you take the gematria of Kuf Vav Hei and Kuf Vav, the ratio of the gematria of Kuf Vav Hei to Kuf Vav is the same as the ratio of X to 3,
X would be Sal for X is 3.14. So you see it's a merumas already in the Kri and the Ksiv that pi is not exactly 3. But how do I know la halacha that it could be assessed as 3? So I'm Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kra, because the pasuk when it describes the base of Mikdash, Shlomo Melk built Vayasa Sayam Mutzak Eser Ba'ama Misvaso Atzvaso Ogul Saviv V'chamesh Ba'ama Komaso. It was 5 amos tall, but it was 10 amos from end to end, meaning the diameter of 10 amos. V'kav, that word, kav, Shloshim Ba'ama Yisav Oso Saviv. And it was 30 amos of circumference. So it's the word that describes circumference, not the diameter. 30 amos of circumference that goes around the Yam Shel Shlomo. So if it's describing a diameter of 10 amos and a circumference of 30, so you see the pasuk assumes that pi is 3. Va'ika Svaso says, but wait a second. The edge of the pool also had some size to it. And what do we do about that? So Rav Papa Svasos Svas Parak Shoshan Ksiv Bei Tichsiv Avyo Tevak Svasos Kemasi Svas Kos Parak Shoshan Alpayim Bas Yochil. That the very edge of the pool narrowed to a very 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 tiny edge. So even though it was a tefach of the walls of the pool were a tefach, they tapered up at the very top to a very narrow edge. Says Marav Yikamashu. Yeah, but it was still something. So when you're measuring across end to end, you still have to include the edge, so kika chashiv migavai kika chashiv. No, because when the pasuk describes the 10 amos of diameter, it's describing if you're measuring from inside the walls of the pool, so it does not include the edge in that measurement. So says Gemara Tanya Rabbi Chia, Yam Sha'asa Shlomo Haya Machzik Me'av Chamisha Mikvatara. The Yam Sha'asa Shlomo was able to hold 150 mikvaos full of water. So Michti, let's do the math now. Mikvah Kamahavi Arba'im Sa'a. How much water does a mikvah hold? 40 of water. Kidatanya, because the Brisa darshans the pasuk v'rachat b'mayim, rachat b'sar b'mayim. So b'mei mikva. That means b'mei mikva mayim that's gathered together. So kol b'saro mayim shekol gufa ola b'hen. It has to be that you have to fit an entire human body in the mikva at one time. The kamahain. How much water does it take to fit an entire human body in at once? Amal ama b'rom shalosh amos. It has to be one ama by one ama at a height of 3 amos. So 3 cubic amos is the size of a kashra mikvah. Tosfos points out in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis that wait a second, the height of 3 amos is not the height of a person. 3 amos until the shoulder, says Tosfos, is the height of a person. That's why the Gemara at the beginning of Bava Basra says that Hezek Re'iyah, the wall you have to build is 4 amos, not to see over the wall. So, but 3 amos is only shoulder height of a person. Yes, I'm looking at people who are shorter and taller, but 3 amos of shoulder height is the average height of a person, which, by the way, speaks a lot about the measure of an amma also, right? It's tough to say. Shoulder height, 24-inch amma? 3 ammas is shoulder height? We're talking about Jewish people over here, right? It's very hard to imagine that was the assumption. So, but the Tosfos assumes, obviously, a much smaller amma. So, 3 ammas is the shoulder height. So, Tosfos says, why is it shalosh ammas good enough? So, he says, water displacement. That when the person goes in the mikvah, the water level goes up, and therefore, it covers over his head. The Shiaru Chachamim may mikvar boim sa'a. The Chachamim figured out 3 cubic amos of water is 40 sa'a. So now let's do the math. Kama havilu, how many cubic amos are there in Shlomo HaMelech's Yam Shel Shlomo? Chamish Me'er Garmidi. There are 500 amos, meaning you have 10 amos of Orech and 10 amos of Roch. If you were to take a square, and it says it went 10 amos across, so if you were to square 10 amos by 10 amos, you have 100 square amos, but then you had 5 amos of height. So you have 500 cubic amos in the mikvah. So ask the Gemara, well, the Tlas Mea Mea, if every mikvah is 3 cubic amos, so for the first 300 cubic amos, you could fit 100 mikvahos. Olamea v'chamishin, for the next 150 cubic amos, chamishin, you'd have 50 more mikvahos. Well then, Barba Mea v'chamishin sagya, you would only need 450 cubic amos to fit 150 mikvahos. So why does Yam Shel Shlomo, which is 100 in all directions, so Yam Shel Shlomo should be 500 cubic amos. That's more than you need to fit 150 mikvaos. Says Gemara, no, it wasn't a square. Hani mili birbua Yam Shel Shlomo agulaya. The Yam Shel Shlomo was a circle, so it wasn't 100 square amos by 5 amos of depth, because it was a circle of 10 amma diameter. It wasn't 10 amos by 10 amos in a square.
square. Okay, so now let's adjust the math. Michti kama meruba yasra ala eagle. How much larger is a squared off circle than the circle that's contained within that square? Revia, it makes a difference of 1/4. So if you were to take a 4 amma square and draw a circle inside of it, the circle would only be 3 ammos. So now let's do the math. Li arba mea mea. For 400 cubic amos, you would now have of a square that has a circle inside of it, you would now have 100 mikvaos, because instead of a 3-to-1 ratio, you now have a 4-to-1 ratio. And lemea, for the next 100 cubic amos, esr mechamisha, you would be able to fit another 25 mikvaos. Hani meav esr mechamisha avalu. Well, now we have a problem. Now the Yam Shel Shlomo can only fit 125 mikvaos. So if it were a square, it would fit more than 150 mikvaos. As a circle, which it was, it would fit less than 150 mikvaos. So how do we ever arrive at the number of 150 mikvaos that fit inside the Yam Shel Shlomo? So says Gemara, you think it was either a square or a circle? It was a combination of square and circle. So Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Yam Shel Shlomo, Shalosh Amos Tachtonos, the bottom 3 amos of the Yam Shel Shlomo was merubaos. That was squared. So you had 10 amma by 10 amma square in the first 3 amos of height of the Yam Shel Shlomo. So there you have 300 cubic amos. And then Ushtaim El Yonos, the top 2 amos of Yam Shel Shlomo, Agulos, that was circled off. And that's how it's gonna come out. Because if it would have been squared off even on the top, then we said you'd be able to fit more than 150 mikvaos. So what do you have? You have the bottom 300 amos, the bottom three amos are 10 by 10 amos in length and width, which means 300 cubic amos, which means 100 mikvaos, and then the top 2 amos were 10 amos of diameter, which is going to fit another 50 mikvaos, because it comes out to 150 cubic amos in the top part. So 150 cubic amos will turn out to another 50 mikvaos. Says Mar Nihidib Cholamatsam. Now I understand you wouldn't be able to say the opposite, that the bottom ones were round and the top ones were square, that the top of the pool was square. This Fasalksiv, because it says Beferish in the pasuk that the edge was round. Ela ema chada, but why don't you just say that 1 amma was squared and 4 amos, that 1 amma was round and the 4 amos beneath it were all squared, and the Yam Shel Shlomo could therefore hold more than 150 mikvaos. Meaning, when we made this comment that the Yam Shel Shlomo fits 150 mikvaos, we were already assuming that there was a combination of square and circle in the Yam Shel Shlomo. But how did you know to break it down in that way, that it was 3 amos of square and 2 amos of circle? Maybe Svaso is round, but Svaso just means the top amma, and the 4 ammas beneath it were all squared. So it says Marlo Salkadai, it can't be, because the pasuk says Alpayim Bas Yochil. The Yam Shel Shlomo could hold 2,000 bas. And what's a bas? Bas is a measurement. Bas kamahavya shalosh se'in. A bas is 3 sa'a. D'chsev, how do I know a bas is 3 sa'a? Because when Yecheskel's misnave about Lasalavo, how much meiser Klal Yisrael is going to be mafrish from Shemen, he says ma'aser habas min akor. The meiser of a bas, which is 1/10 of a kor, should come from a kor. A kor is 3 sa'a. So if meiser of a kor is a bas, then a bas is 1/10 of 30 sa'a, which is 3 sittin. So that's how I know a bas is 3 sa'a. Davalu shita alfi grivi. So it turns out that the alpayim bas is 6,000 sa'a. So if you were to take 6,000 sa'a and divide it into units of 40 sa'a, because the size of a mikvah is 40 sa'a, you will end up with 150 mikvaos. So since the pasuk describes that the Yam Shel Shlomo could hold alpayim bas is another way of saying 6,000 sa'a, and we know that a mikvah is 40 sa'a, so we see, based on that math, it's very simple. It's very obvious that the Yam Shel Shlomo could hold 150 mikvaos. So now we have to work backwards and figure out how much of it is round, how much of it is square, and that's how we arrived at the bottom 3 amos being squared and the top 2 amos being round. Says Gemara Vaksiv, Machzik Batim Shalosha Salafim. But wait, it says that the Yam Shel Shlomo could hold 3,000 bas, not just 2,000 bas. Says Gemara Hulu Gudcha. Now that's if you were to take buy items and fill the Yam Shel Shlomo heaping. So heaping over the edge, you'd be able to fit 3,000 bas. So because the Godesh is always 50% more. So Amar Abai, Shema Mina, Haibut Shatzil Tahavi. You see that the Godesh adds one third, but when the Gemara says one third, it means 50% more. It's what we call 50% more. It's a Shlish Milavar. It's now, meaning if you had 100 and now you have 150, you have now added one third of your new total. So that's why we call it one third. Utna Nami, and we have a Mishnah that says this way. In Maseches Kelim and Maseches Alos, the two most popular Maseches of Mishnayos when you learn first Loshim, Shida Teva Umigdal, if you have a box or a closet of some sort, Kaveres Hakash, or a basket for Kaveres Hakadim, or a basket made of straw, a basket made of reeds, Ubor Svina Alexandris, or a pool in a Svina in a large boat, Aval Bishieshlan Shulayim, even though they have Shulayim, the bottom of it is not does not come to a sharp edge, it's wide and it's sitting on the ground, and you can't move it from one place to another. It's supposed to stay in one place. And they could hold 40 se'in of moist measure, shehein korayim biyavesh, which is two kar of a dry measure. Two kar of a dry measure means 60 se'in. That's all we needed from this, is that 40 sa of lach equals two kar of yavesh, equals 60 sa of yavesh. So you see that it's 50% more when you heap it in a dry measure. So Torah, nevertheless, they're not because they're very, very large, and when they're full, you're unable to move them. Okay, that's all the math for today. The lechayim that we talk about in a mavo have to be 10 tefachim high, and their width and their thickness is a kolshu. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ruchavin shlosha tefachim. No, they need to be 3 tefachim wide. So lechayim shamru lematan stomach Rabbi Eliezer, damar lechayim binan. Why we say lechayim in the plural? That sounds like we assume, like Rabbi Eliezer, that you need more than one. So it says Marlo, my lechayin lechayin dalma. When we say lechayin, we mean when we talk about lechis. Of course, each mavri only needs one lechi, but we say lechayin just about lechis in general. Ihachi karinami nisni, my koros, koros the alma. Why don't we say koros by the Mishnah? We talk about one kora. Why don't we say, oh, we're talking about beams in general? And I use the plural. So it says Marlo, hachi kamar. Also lechayin shenech ben Rebelezer v'chachamim, govan asar tvachim rochim nolavim kolshu. We don't want to get involved in that machlokas in our Mishnah right now. And the machlokas is about how many lechis you need. We just want to talk about the measure of a lechi. So we say, oh, you know the lechis that the Chum and Rabbi Lazar disagree about, one, two, whatever. Those lechis, this is the measurement, that it's a kol shuhu. So become a kol shuhu, how much is a kol shuhu? Afilu kichot asarbal, even the strings that you tie your shirt closed with. Tana asa lechi lechatzi mavoi, if a person made a lechi, not on the side of the mavoi, but right in the middle of the mavoi, ain't lo lechatzi. He's only allowed to carry in half of the mavui. Says in Pshita, of course he's only allowed to carry in half of the mavui. He only made a lechi to cover half of the mavui. Ela ema yesh lechatzi mavui. No, the chiddush is that it works for the half of the mavui that you made it for. Hanabi Pshita, why wouldn't it work? Now I might think you might come to use the entirety of the mavui. Kama shmulan, that I have no such concern. Let's say you made a lechi for a mavui, but you elevated it 3 tefachim off the ground. Or you moved the 3 tefachim off of the wall, lo asav lo klum. You didn't really help the mavui. Afilu Rav Shimon Gamliel da amar amrina lavud. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel who says that less than that when it comes to a korah that protrudes from one wall and doesn't hit the other wall, that if it's less than 4 tefachim, we say lavud. 4 tefachim, we say lavud. Hanimil lemaila. He's only willing to give up to 4 tefachim when it's a korah that's all the way on top. Aval lemata kiven dahavya mechitz shikdin boken ba lo ka amar. But lamata, when this has to serve as a mechitza and it's gediyim boken ba, the gediyim could fit underneath it, he would not allow any. He would not allow more than 3 tefachim for lavud. Rabbi Yosi Amar Ruchavin Shlosha Tefachim. Then Rabbi Yosi said the lechis have to be 3 tefachim wide. Amar Rabbi Yosi from Medum Shmuel Ein Alach Rabbi Yosi Lo Behilmi V'Lo B'Lechayayin. We don't pass like Rabbi Yosi about making brine on Shabbos to pickle your vegetables, nor about what he says about lechayayin. Two totally different machlokes have nothing to do with each other. So Amar Rav Huna Bar Chinna, Behilmi Amritlan Belchayin Lo Amritlan. Wait, you already told us that we don't pass him like Rabbi Yossi about Hilmi, but you never told us that we don't pass him like him about Lechayin. So Maishra Behilmi de Pligi Rabbanan Alei, Lechayin Ami Pligi Rabbanan Alei. Why is it that we don't pass him like him about Hilmi? Because the Rabbanan disagree with him about making brine on Shabbos. Well, the Rabbanan disagree with him about the Lechis also. So Amalei Shaini Lechayin Mishum Dekai Rabbi Kavasei. No, but he has some support in his Shita about the Lechis because Rabbi holds like him. Rav Ruchumi Masni Hachi. Rav Ruchumi would teach the din as follows. The Rav the Brader of Shmuel Bashilas from Shmei Rav Ein Alach Rabbi Yossi Lo Behilmi V'Lo B'Lechayayin. We pass on like Rabbi Yossi on neither of these cases. So Amalei the Talmidim said to Rav Ruchumi Amrit, did you really say such a thing? Amalei Lo. He says, no, I never said such a thing that we don't pass on like Rabbi Yossi at all. Amarava Helukim Amara Ugamir Lamine. What do you mean you never said it? We learned it from you. Of course you said it. Well, my time of Kahad Rabbi Mishum Rabbi Yossi Nimukeimo. Now you're backing out on it because Rabbi Yossi always gives a good logic for his shita, and therefore you, Rav Ruchume, wants to paskin like him. Amalei Rav Barchan Labai Hilchsamai. How do we paskin? Amalei Polchazi Mayam Dvar. Go see what the minag is. Dvar means minhag. Go see what the minag is, and you follow the minag, and you'll know what the right thing do. And since people make a lechi, that's even a mashahu. You know that the halacha is like the chachamim and not like Rabbi Yossi. Ika demasin laha. Some have the shaila of Rav Bar Rav Chanan and Abai's answer in the following context. In Brachas Daf Mem Dalid, the Gemara talks about Ashosa Mayim Litzma'o. If a person drinks water because he's thirsty, not because he's choking, but because he's thirsty. So Omer Shakol Niyeh B'Dvaro. You recite a bracha on such water. If you're just drinking because you're choking, there's no bracha. But if because you're thirsty, you recite a bracha Shakol Niyeh B'Dvaro. Rabbi Tavno were born of Fashos Shabos V'Chasunon Al Kol Masha Brasa. That as a bracha Rishona, you say Bari Nefashos. There's a lot of Torah on that, and what the nature of Bari Nefashos is, and why it's fundamentally different than any other bracha achrona. But not for now. Samlei Rav Chanan Abai. So Rav Chanan says Abai Hilch Samai. How do we paskin? Samlei Pukhazi Mayam Advar. Go see what the minhag of people is, and people typically make Shakolnia B'dvaro before they drink water, and they say Bari Nefashos Rabbos after they drink water, and therefore that's what you should do. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up on the top of Tezvav Amiral. Have a great day, everybody.